enormous gratitude to advanced man extraordinaire Haber, I am popping up again to share our excitement about the reprise of our gang's visit to the farm in Lovettsville. Remember we said the farm? And I thought I'd share a couple of notes. We plan to heat the pool, so a swim is a possibility. Bonnie will be Uber servicing to transport Ruby, Emerson, and Mave Lozado, 11, 9, and almost 7 years old, so you will have some further entertainment. And they will be in that pool for sure. Now again, people are like, yo, who's on this email? Well, let's see. 11, Savage, Klein, Beth Donovan, Rosenstiel, here's Mary Podesta, John Podesta, Leibowitz, Rubiner. So these are all adults that are getting on an email talking about we're going to have some children in the pool. People think this looks weird. Then Drew Littman writes back and responds, thanks for remembering me as I was planning to use the farm as the backdrop to announce my candidacy for Speaker of the House. So we're not talking everyday people. We're talking very high visibility. If Hillary Clinton wins the nomination, this is her right hand, John Podesta. Let's go further. So people start saying, this is pretty bizarre. Maybe we should look into all the people surrounding the Hillary Clinton campaign. So who did they look? Well, they look at this guy, Anthony Weiner, who reportedly right now is under investigation for sexting a 15-year-old, which basically could do a lot of time for doing that. Basically, talking about rape fantasies and all this stuff with a 15-year-old female, that's illegal. And this is not his first sexual scandal. Well, why is he relevant? He's a former congressman from New York City. Well, he's married to who? Huma Abedin. Yeah, we got a sister that knows what she's talking about. Who might Huma Abedin be? Well, if John Podesta's on the right hand, who's on the left side? Vice chair of Hillary Clinton campaign in her 2016 presidential campaign. Deputy chief of staff and the traveling chief of staff for Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. John Podesta's her right hand. Her left hand is Huma Abedin, who happened to have been married to a guy that's under investigation for sex crimes with children. So now people start saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's one thing if one of your buddies is doing some weird stuff, but can everybody surrounding you be involved in this stuff and you ain't involved in it? So they start looking deeper and more of the emails. Here's an email from Huma Abedin to Hillary Clinton. And she's basically saying that she's gonna be late. So Hillary Clinton say, also, I was not expecting Marina to be here. Is she still going with you? So they know somebody named Marina. And Huma and her excitement, yes, she is. We just wanted to make sure you were set this morning. She's jumping on the shuttle as soon as you leave. I'm leaving for blah, blah, blah. So this person named Marina, and this is back in 2010, seems to be a good friend of Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin.
Now, let's go back in time. It's 1974. There is the gallery somewhere in the world. And there is a young girl, age 23, standing in the middle of the space. In the front of her is a table. On the table, there are 76 objects for pleasure and for the pain. Some of objects are a glass of water, a coat, a shoe, a rose, but also the knife, the razor blade, the hammer, and the pistol with one bullet. There is instructions which says, I'm an object. You can use everything on the table on me. I'm taking all responsibility, even killing me. And the time is 6 hours. The beginning of this performance was easy. People will give me a glass of water to drink. They give me a rose. But after, very soon, there was a man take the scissor and cut my clothes. And then they will take the thorns of the rose and stick in my stomach. Somebody take a razor blade and cut my neck and drink the blood. And I still have the scarf. The women will tell the man what to do. And the man didn't rape me because It was just a normal opening, and it was our public, and there with their wives. They carried me around and put on the table and put a knife between my legs. And somebody took the pistol and put a bullet and put against my temple. And another person take the pistol and they start fight. And after 6 hours was finished, I start walking towards the public. I was a mess. I was half naked. I was full of blood and tears was running in my face. And everybody escaped. They just ran away. They could not confront myself with myself as a normal human being. And then what happened is I went to the hotel. It was at 2 in the morning. And I looked myself in the mirror. And I had a piece of gray hair. All right. Please take your blindfolds. Welcome to the performance world. First of all, let's explain what is the performance. So many artists, so many different explanations. But my explanation of performance is very simple. Performance is mental and physical construction that performer make in a specific time, in a space, in the front of audience, and then energy dialogue happen. The audience and the performer make the piece together. And the difference between performance and theater is huge. In the theater, the knife is not a knife, and the blood is just ketchup. In the performance, the blood is the material, and the razor blade or knife is the tool.
And by 2015, here's Marina Abramović. That's the same Marina, we suspect. She's writing Tony Podesta, John Podesta's brother, the brother of the campaign manager for the person that's running for president of the United States. I am so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place. Do you think you will be able to let me know if your brother, John Podesta, is joining? So Tony Podesta, according to the email, sends an email to John Podesta. Hey man, is you in New York City on Thursday? Marina Abramović wants you to come to dinner. Is Murray gonna be able to be there too, Murray? Now, so don't you think if we're looking at that, we should at least get an idea of what a spirit cooking dinner is? Go ahead and brace if you have very young children. You might want to cover their eyes for this one. I want you to understand, we're talking about the potential president of the United States and her cabinet being friends with somebody that invites them to these kind of parties, but to the private ones. Does everybody in the room at this point understand why people are uncomfortable with this? Is there anybody in the room that's like, eh, I see that, but I'm not uncomfortable with this? And individuals running this country being involved with this kind of stuff. Okay, that's a good sign. For the record, we don't have any hands, and I'm just showing you some of the pictures. You see they got heads on the table. Remember Comet Ping Pong with the severed heads in the places? These are her pictures of herself, pentagrams on the tummy with goat heads, and her with children. These are her own pictures she's taking and putting out there. I mean, would anybody feel comfortable with your child, with this female? She has something called spirit cooking where here's one of the ceremonies of spirit cooking where they take little child images and put it in a corner and cover it in blood and write spirit cooking up on the table. Here's her sitting on a ledge.
And put it spirit on my cooking. Face.
You got 666 right there. You got stars, pentagrams, Star of David's, the blood, the floor is covered in blood. They actually have videos for this. I just didn't want to gross y'all out too much. It's actually video. I'm just showing y'all the pictures. Then she has recipes for spirit cooking. Mix fresh breast milk with fresh sperm milk. Drink on earthquake nights. Yeah, then they have spirit cooking with a sharp knife cut deeply into the middle finger and of the left hand and eat the pain. Take uncut 13 leaves of green cabbage with 13,000 grams of pure jealousy steamed for a long time in a deep iron pot till all water evaporates. Eat it just before attack. I don't know who they're attacking, but they do have a little baby in the corner with blood all over and everything like that. So this is kind of bizarre. Again, these are not pictures somebody took behind. These are her own photography taking pictures of goat's blood and all kind of demonic devil bone stuff or another. I don't know, man. I don't know. You see it. You write it for yourself. I mean, this is the folks that are hobnobbing with parties with the top people in the federal government about to be president of the United States, which is why part of the reason she lost the election. Even white folks was like, nah, buddy. You know, I mean, we brother, but we ain't that much brother. White folks were like, nah, this is creepy. So it's not just politicians, though. Here are some of the most popular individuals in society that are affecting the minds of our children that are running around with Marina Abramovich in pools of blood with, I don't know what it is, and doing taster's choices with naked black dudes in white chalk, like Orisha kind of something another, but not Orisha, because they gawking in the back like something out of Get Out or something. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. I just look at it and be like, I'm not going to be the only one running around going, this is sick. I'm going to show y'all and make y'all do the same thing I had to do. Figure out what this is. You know what I'm saying? That's why we understand the psychology of the homophile. They're your Kardashians. Who they buddy-buddy with? The spirit cooker. Uh-oh. What? See, can I say that he was at a spirit cooking dinner? Not exactly. What we can say, whoever knows her that's introducing you to them, it's no excuse for me you hanging out with them, because it's not just him, you know. Hey, brother Tad, stand for me, because the beehive about to come after me, brother. I know the beehive about to come. I can't do this good of photography, what they call it, photoshopping. Who's that at the table? Marina Abramovich. Who's that? Getting our people to fall in love with folks that are involved in some of the sickest madness you can possibly imagine. Who's that? Beyonce. Who's that? Jay-Z. Who's that? Marina. But if we listen closely, we'll understand. People tell us what's going on all the time. But if we don't know the homophile psychology, if we don't have any familiarity with this stuff, we have no idea what they're talking about. But if we listen now, we might understand a little bit different.
Yeah, my flesh, no nigga could test. My soul is possessed by the evils in the form of diamonds and Lexuses. The exorcist got me doing sticks like homie. You don't know me, but the whole world owe me. Strip was thought to be a pleasant guy on my f***ing life. So now I'm down for whatever. Ain't nothing nice. Throughout my junior high years, it was all friendly. But now this higher learning got the Remy in me. Liquors invaded my kidneys. Got me ready to lick off, mama, forgive me. I can't be held accountable. The evil's beating me down, boo. Got me running with guys, making G's, telling lies that sound true. Come test me, I never cower. For the love of money, son, I'm giving lead showers. Stop screaming, you know the demon said it's best to die. And even if Jehovah witness, man, he'll never testify. The evil's still gone. I wonder, can you save me? I can't die.
Our people are given lots of money to get drawn into some of the sickest, most perverse stuff and to feed it back to us. And we don't know why our children are out shooting each other, why they out with mumble music, talking about raping our daughters and it. It's being fed to us in ways that we don't even know how to identify. So let's go back to our trusty dusty chart so we can just see. Breitbart talked about John Podesta. Of course, Tony Podesta is his brother. Ooh, both of them work for Hillary Clinton. I mean, John Podesta works directly, the right hand. But his left hand, her left hand is Huma Abedin, who was married to Anthony Weiner, who's being investigated for child sex crimes. And also Podesta was implicated in this email with David Brock, who just so happens to be a friend of Tony Podesta, who's an ex-boyfriend of Brock, and who